Come, Holy Spirit, bless this unworthy priest that I may share with humility and with the heart, and that people listen with their hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Sisters and brothers, a week ago was Good Friday, Viernes Santo. Isang Semana Santa na naman ang natapos natin. Question. It's always a good to ask this question. Are you closer to God now than you were 1 year ago? Or pareho pa rin? I mean, can you say, Lord, my relationship with you now is more personal, more real? And a lot of things happening outside me, but I know I can hold on to you. If you can say that, congratulations. Please keep track of your journey to God's heart. Because many times what we are tracking is our financial journey, career journey, social journey. Have a mindset that is more focused now on, oh God, am I closer to you now? Mga ugali ko ba last year, ganun pa rin? Mga kagalit ko last year, kagalit ko pa rin hanggang ngayon? Mga umutang last year, may utang pa rin? So, what I'm saying is, heart to heart. And this Sunday, the Sunday after Easter Sunday, is Divine Mercy Sunday. To remind us again that God is good, loving, and merciful. By the way, last Sunday was Easter Sunday. Pero kung tignan mo yung katabi mo, mukhang Easter look na ba o Good Friday look pa rin ang mukha niya? Something good has happened already in our lives. Let's be grateful. And why can we be happy? Sa akin po, aside from yung mga problema natin sa mundo, kasi walang katapusan naman yan. Issues, mga tao, mga the needs. For me, the greatest joy is to know that our God is a God who has a heart. May puso ang Diyos. At maawain ang Diyos. Let's put it this way. You and I will go to heaven not so much because of our good deeds, mga kabaitan natin, devotion natin. No. More than that, we'll go to heaven because of God's mercy. Wala sa atin ang karapat-dapat. And don't start comparing yourself, I'm better than them, I'm holier than them, so I deserve to be there ahead of them. Wala po. Going to heaven, whatever you call it, is not a race. It's not a contest. At hindi pwedeng ako lang, mauna kami, kayo wala. All in. This is what God is telling us all. So stop comparing yourself. Your journey to God's heart, stop comparing that with other people. Because if we do that, yun. We become proud. We become Pharisaic. Para tayo mga Pharisees na matataas ang kilay. Tinitignan yung mga iba. Yung mga yan, hindi pwede yan. Hindi makakakyat yan sa langit. That kind of thing has to go. Let's all agree, indeed, we'll go to heaven by God's mercy. And for those burdened, we are all burdened with our sins. It comes back to us. But we have hope. Napakaganda po. And please go back to this. Whenever you see yourself discouraged about your progress. The Divine Mercy Devotion says, your sin is just like a drop of water in the ocean of God's great mercy. Picture that. Yung kasalanan natin, parang patak lang yan ng tubig, isang patak sa malawak na karagatan ng awa ng Diyos. So when you are tempted to look down on people who are sinful, please don't. Just believe that God is loving, good, and merciful. And today, as I was looking at my desk, I found a prayer. It's actually a prayer that my mama prayed a lot. And when she died, we were looking at her table. This prayer was there. And she prayed it every day. And she even wrote handwritten, she copied this and gave to each one of us this prayer. And the prayer says, Lord Jesus, enlighten what is dark in me. Strengthen what is weak in me. Mend what is broken in me. Bind what's bruised in me. Heal what's sick in me. And lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in me. Let this be our constant prayer in our journey. We are not perfect. We are weak. We fall, we get bruised, but God heals us. Today, what is dark in you? You ask the Lord now to enlighten. Anong madilim sa buhay mo? In your thoughts, maybe negativities, your tendency to be pessimistic. You always see the dark. Keep going to the light. This is something we should tell ourselves. Keep going to the light. Don't stay in the dark. If you stay in the dark, you go nowhere. But keep going to the light. That's what, you know, you hear it about souls near-death experience. People who experience near-death and they came back and they talk about the light. And there's a voice that kept telling them, just follow the light. Keep going to the light. Don't stay in the darkness. Let's all make that decision now. Lord, I'm not going to stick around toxic, dark feelings and thoughts. I don't belong to the darkness. You belong. We belong to the light. So keep going to the light. Pwede ba? Iwanan mo na yung kadiliman. That's one thing the Lord will help us do. And the Lord also tells us today, our prayer, strengthen what's weak in me. Ano yung mga weakness mo? I'm sure you're trying your best, but there's times you say, Lord, I need you. Kasi I'm going to be proud again. I'm going to be angry again. I lose my temper again. I'm weak in these things, right? So you ask the Lord, Lord, please help me. I don't want to remain the same as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be. We are changing. And Lord, mend what is broken in me. What's broken in you? Broken heart? Broken relationships? For us, napakahirap, but it's a prayer. Lord, please help. I can't mend it. Help me mend it. By the way, our Mother Mary, one title is Our Lady of the Knots, K-N-O-T-S. Knots, yung mga sigalot, yung mga hindi mo na maayos, ano? You cannot straighten it anymore. Masyado ng complicated. And Mama Mary says, I am the Lady of the Knots who can untie all the knots. So ask for help. And bind what is bruised in me. Nagalosan tayo. We get scratched, but the Lord can bind us. How about bruised family relationships? Even the Lord can do that. Especially the Lord. You have to reach out and say, hindi namin kayang ayusin itong mga away-away, tampuhan namin. So please help us. God will make a way. I'm sure He will. Bruce, I'm not calling you Bruce. And then, heal what is sick in me. Physical sickness. Emotional sickness. Relationships that are bruised. Healing. And lastly, this one, I think we all can relate with this. Revive whatever peace and love that has died in me. Look into your life. Remember, you were such a peaceful person before. And there's things that happen and, oh, you can still revive it. It's not beyond revival when the Lord says, you do it. Para wala na, Father, dead end na talaga ito. There's no dead end in God. So give God a chance. Let grace operate. Be open. Kasi ang tendency po natin pagka, ano, I close up, that's it. Goodbye. I'll see you wherever I'll see you. Hindi na tayo magkikita sa mundong ito. That's it. No. Give that openness to God and God will come in and make things beautiful again. And whatever peace that has died in me, look into your heart. Are there people you have shut off? Are there people you have completely turned away from your heart? The Lord reminds us again, be open. That's a divine mercy. You see the lights emanating from the heart. So today, we come to the Lord in humility and say, Lord, there are many things we cannot do. So if you can do something and we believe you can, we're just opening our hearts. We're making that opening for you to come in. And the Holy Spirit to come in. So bow your heads now in prayer as the Lord speaks to each one of us this morning. Not to give up, to trust Him, and not to lean on our own understanding. That's the way of the heart. The way of the mind is logic, justice. Yes, but the heart has ways we can never understand. And the heart has ways that work when nothing else works already. So today, O Lord, as we honor your sacred heart, we come to you in our lowliness, in our need. Lord, we owe you everything. You owe us nothing, Lord. We are servants. We are creatures. And please, Lord, make my love for you more personal, more real. And help me to put my journey to your heart, my number one priority. More than my financial journey and health journey and social journey, whatever, Oh Lord, this day forth, I want really to journey closer to your heart. Follow Mama Mary to come closer to your heart. The world will never understand. The world will never care. The world will even scoff and deride us in this foolishness. But what matters most in the end, Lord, is when we come before you, heart to heart. Salamat po, Panginoon. Patawad po at patulong po. Jesus, I trust in you. Mama Mary, I love you. Jesus, I trust in you. Mama Mary, I love you. Jesus, I trust in you. And Mama Mary, I love you. And we sing this prayer. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. And may the peace and the joy of the Lord be with you all. So dear friends, let's again give courage, give Easter hope and joy to one another. Please tell the person beside you again, don't worry, be happy. God loves you and Mama Mary loves you. Amen.